I've always felt that the UN is such an important place. It's where people converge from all over the world and try to make the world a better place, and thought it would be an amazing experience to do so. And so getting to do it today was a real honor.
What inspired you to write Eclipse?
Really, I think I've been definitely given a passion and a calling towards trying to give voice to the voiceless, specifically around African women. And so I just really responded to the stories that I felt had to be told, and the story of women in war, women in conflict zones, women who experience terrifying things and have to navigate horrifying wars not of their making, was something I really felt I wanted to give story to.
What message do you have for women who are victims of violence?
That this is not how they're supposed to live. You have value, that this is not right, it's not natural, it's not what it should be, it's not normal, and you deserve better. You deserve to live a life free of fear, free of brutality, free of being diminished and dehumanized. Every time a hand is raised against you, someone is trying to diminish you, but you will not be diminished because you are designed to live a life of freedom and to live a life of your own choices.
How do you think we can end violence against women?
Oh, wow. I think a lot of it does have to do with, it's a multiple pronged approach. Firstly, enforcement, law enforcement has to really be sensitized. I know that even in countries like my own in Zimbabwe, we have very, very sophisticated laws on the books to protect women. But the question is, does the law enforcement know how to actually protect a woman? The other big thing is, I think, really working in terms of like what we just heard today, working with men. Men have to understand that it's wrong. They have to heal from their own wounds that caused them to do this, and that this is not a way to treat women, and they have to be taught differently. And I think that I really believe that men teach men very well. And I would love to see, as was mentioned today, it is crucial that men are brought into this process, that men are sensitized and men are made advocates to end this issue, and then they go out and help other men. I think that is one of the crucial prongs we might be not paying enough attention to, is how men have to be a part of this process.
Why did you choose to participate in today's events?
I don't want to wake up 10 years from now and look at my daughter, who I don't have yet, but I will. I don't want to look at her and say, I didn't do anything for those girls. Are we really going to let those girls and girls who get taken away like that and forced into those types of circumstances, are we really going to let them just stay there under our watch in the 21st century? And I don't know exactly what I'm going to do, but I know I have to do something. Things like this are things where I come to get nourished and taught and sharpened towards how I can be more of a weapon of advocacy. So it was very powerful to be a part of this.